Another question is, translating the KJV to another language by a person who knows nothing about Greek and Hebrew okay? Or does a Bible version in any language have to be from the originals? I would say that if that's all they've got in that language, if a language doesn't have a Bible and some guy translates it from English, well, great, that's better than nothing. But in a perfect world, you should translate from the Hebrew and the Greek. But if all you've got is a translation from Spanish or a translation from English, well, hey, that's a good start, you know. Like Wycliffe kind of got a start by translating the Latin Vulgate into English. At least he's getting something into English. But, you know, you really want to do like Tyndale and go back to the Greek and Hebrew and go to the original languages. So you guys have any thoughts on those?
Yeah, I agree. And I think we touched on that too, with the idioms and the dynamic equivalence. And that's why you would want to go back to the Greek and Hebrew, because, you know, you want to make sure you're not, you know, taking it, you know, it's basically you're going to have the clear source from the very beginning going into the other language. So
like sometimes the Spanish is more word for word like the Greek, just because Spanish and Greek are closer together than English and Greek as languages. So it wouldn't really make any sense to go from Greek to English to Spanish. It'd be a lot easier, and you could be even more accurate by just translating directly from Greek to Spanish, cut out the middleman, because English is going to take it a little bit further away idiomatically. You're still going to get the same meanings, but you'd rather, you know, go straight from Greek. You know, like, for example, here's a perfect example. You know, Jesus walking on the water, and in the Greek, they thought that he was a phantasma, okay, which the King James says they thought that it was a spirit, okay? So a phantasma, but in Spanish, you actually have the word fantasma, and the word fantasma means the exact same thing as the Greek word phantasma. So what would be better if you were translating into Spanish? You could say they thought he was an espíritu. If you were translating from English into Spanish, you'd say they thought it was an espíritu. But if you were translating directly from Greek into Spanish, you'd say they thought it was a fantasma. And which one's better? Obviously, which one's more right on in Spanish would be to come straight from Greek into Spanish. So it's literally the exact same word. But the Ruckmanites would be like, no, it needs to say espíritu. Even though spirit and ghost mean the same thing, because fantasma is ghost in Spanish, but it's the scary kind of ghost.
In Acts 21:38, you have, you know, they're talking to Paul, and they're basically saying how he was with the 4,000 men in the wilderness who were murderers. Mm-hmm. In Greek, it says sicario. Mm-hmm. And in Spanish, it actually translates exactly the same as sicario. And even, you know, today that's the word they use for like an assassin or something like that, you know? So they didn't even change it at all. But I mean, we don't have a word like that that's similar to Greek. So we just, you know, the King James just translates as murders, which is exactly what it is. But we don't have a word like that stems from sicario. Like, I don't know of an English word that means like sicario, that means like an assassin or a murderer.